August the 2nd, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is the Ramadan session. Topic, man and the universe has made, created for each other its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W.D. Muhammad. If you have missed any of the talks online, to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com, and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we are asking everyone to make a dua, a small prayer. My beloved sister, Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver passed away. May God have mercy on her and bless her with paradise. I'm making in the earth a Khalifa. One second. He's situated here. Getting back to where I was with this discussion, God says he's making in the earth a Khalifa. Now, an individual ruler, he is called Khalifa or Khalif. So Khalif, if you say Khalifa, you are speaking of his reign, his rule, not him personally. So God doesn't say, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. He says, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. I am forming a rule, a governmental order in the earth that is going to be supported by human excellence. And it won't work without my own spirit in it. But once I have put it into my spirit, then you make your sajda to it. That's what he told the angels. So this is a divinely inspired republic, bringing the language to agree with our language. We don't want to speak our language. We don't have to keep saying Khalifa. So this is a divinely inspired republic. Now, you students, if you don't know the meaning of republic, you should look it up. Republic didn't start with the West. Republic goes way back, and people came in and out of the republics. They came to accept its works beautifully with them for a certain time in history. Wild people, crazy people, people with a different mind, dictators got into power, and the republic is gone. But in time, the republic comes back, just like human excellence comes back. Now, should we look at the Republican Party? Yes. Look at it again and see how far it is right now from being a reflection of a true republic. So you are talking about a party. I'm talking about a real deal. If you study the Nation of Islam right now, some of them are republics, or Republicans, pardon me, even though they have a lot of trouble politically in terms of their political ideology. But they present themselves as republics. Well, I don't know. Some things I hesitate to say to you, because even you who have good intentions, beautiful souls, beautiful people, you have good intentions, but you are holding on to a spider web. and you think that that is what is keeping you from falling, you won't let go of it, of that spider web. So if I say something that will make you have to let go of the spider web, you will just hold on to the spider web. And you think that the spider web is holding you up. You are too big, too heavy. You are human. That spider web is not holding you up. You can let it go. You're not going to fall. The closest ideology for authority over the people, providing for them an ideology or a political ideology to govern their lives as a governmental order or a political order, the closest to what Allah planned in Scripture, before Quran and in Quran, is what we find in the language of the Founding Fathers for this Constitution, in this society that we have. And I can prove it. The royal family of Saudi Arabia, they know that they have to make changes. It is slowly coming. The pressure is on them. The pressure is getting stronger and stronger. They know that they are going to have to give up that family rule of the people. That is un-Islamic. I love them too. And I'm still a member of the Supreme Council of Masjids in Saudi Arabia. Just like I love our brother from the Nation of Islam. And I will be their friend until I die. I'm going to die their friend. But I am not pleased with the way their head is situated. Oh, he's talking about Farrakhan. I didn't say his head. Their head. I'm not pleased with the way their heads are situated. Oh, their head is Farrakhan. Not necessarily. Farrakhan is his own now, and he will be gone like I will be. But those brothers are already situated there in their thinking, and Farrakhan is afraid to turn them around himself. He is afraid there might be a terrible consequence if he tries to turn them around. Then he looks at what he is enjoying, such as life. So the ideal society and the way it is supposed to be organized so that all of the members of it comes under the one authority. So the one and the same authority, and it is fair and equally fair by all members. It isn't favoring one over the other. It should not favor one over the other. It should not favor rich over the poor or poor over the rich. Some of us would like to see the poor over the rich. Now, I won't do that until the poor gets rich. So we have to get our heads together. Allah has blessed us to come through an experience that is in my understanding. And in my knowledge was a divine intervention. Do you hear what I'm saying? A divine intervention to situate us to get where we are now under my leadership. And now the way is open for a clear and the best of the people of the world. They will respect the turn that I made. And the Christians, I met Pope John Paul II, a wonderful man, a great soul. I met him. I didn't know that it was possible, but I had to meet him. The desire was in me to meet him and do, you know, what my idea was. God was working with me, and I did not even know it. The name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was heard at the Vatican. My idea was if the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if I couldn't go to the Protestant or to the Baptist convention, but I thought there was a small chance that the Pope would accept me to visit him. I thought it all the time, and when I heard that my friend, Reverend Jesse Jackson, he went there and visited and had an audience with the Pope. I said, if the Pope received him, he just might receive me. I said, just might, because I am the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I don't have any sheepskins. I don't have anything from them. They can't contact any institution or school of theology, classes or anything that I have not been there. But I said to myself, I believe there is a possibility. So I put a little something out fishing to see what would happen, and nothing happened for a few years. And finally, Abdul Malik Muhammad, my former partner, he had lived in Washington and Baltimore, and he knew of Cardinal Killer. So he said, I think you can get the visit. So he went and talked to Cardinal Killer. Actually, he is the Bishop of Baltimore. He gave me an audience, and I told him exactly what I expressed to others. And Abdul Malik was one of them. And he said, I think it can be arranged. Cardinal Killer arranged it. The okay was given for me to go and visit the Vatican. And I visited the Vatican, and I met with the Pope. I was invited back again and went with top leaders from around the country in the presence of the Pope while he sat there. And I delivered a short speech, very carefully worded, and the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was heard in the Vatican, in the Pope's ears, and in the ears of those special leaders who had come there from around the world, and among them Muslim leaders too, from the Islamic world. Yes. And I gave my speech and I sat down, went back to my seat, and I sat down and I said to myself, if I can get a visit to the Vatican and be in the presence of the Pope, we will be known all over the world. And we will be known in the right picture, because what I'm going to say in his presence is what I want to be heard all around the world, that we are a new people, a special people, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had more than one feature. He had a feature that you saw and a feature that he revealed, or he shared with close friends like Brother Imam Muhammad from Nashville, Tennessee. He was welcomed in my father's house as a blood brother of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He sat at his table, ate with him, laughed and talked with him. They had good times together, not just minister business. They had human business together. Praise be to Allah. Allah made Muhammad for the whole universe. So I said all of that to say this. I don't underestimate your value in the world of human beings, in the world of religious orders, religion. You are like the pagan Arabs who have been converted from shirk or from paganism, and you are now familiar with the Quran, and you are not familiar with the Bible as scripture. You know Christianity. When you were a Christian, you knew it by faith, not by knowledge, not by logic. So you have to support me by faith. Some of you come and listen to me and say, okay, are you finished? Brother Imam, yes, I am finished. Well, that speech you ever gave, how do you know? Do you have the knowledge and the insight to give me an A, B, C, D, or F, or whatever? Give it up, man. Turn back from that and follow me on faith. When Allah gave Muhammad to the environment, he was not to stay there. Allah made Muhammad for the whole universe, for the world, all people, all nations, but he was immediately placed among the Arabs. And when they began speaking to them, they could not understand much, but they knew his character. They knew his truthfulness, his honesty. They knew his high human worth amongst them. They knew all of that, followed him based on what they knew of him as a wonderful, special person of excellence on the highest level when it comes to character. They knew that. But his knowledge, they differed with him, didn't they? So this is what caused the problem. It was not his character. It was his knowledge that God gave him. But when he started to speak, that knowledge interrupted their thinking and interrupted their way of life and everything. Then they had a big problem with him. But the problem was not with him as a person. And you all, I know, you have a little thing to say about me, too. Well, I heard when he was a boy, he used to go to dances. I still want to dance, but I wasn't a bad dancer. I wasn't indecent. I wasn't trying to take some woman to bed off of the dance floor. I knew how to leave her there and take her home and not touch her. I was human. I was a teenager and a human teenager. Did I like pretty girls? You bet I did. To hold them in my arms and dance, you bet I did. But you know, looking back on my life after waking up and getting a higher understanding of what my behavior should be as a creation of God, some of the things that I prayed many times for Allah to forgive me for that, and I just stopped praying after a while, you know, I said, God has given me all of this help with this Quran, all of this help with Muhammad the Prophet. He has given me all of this help. And I am reaching people and goodness and growing. Why should I ask him to forgive me? He has already forgave me. He did more than forgive me. He forgave me and then showed me mercy. So the most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. I just want to say to you all, in the words of Mr. Farage, I can sit on top of the world and tell anyone that the most beautiful nation in the wilderness of North America, and believe me, that is not exaggerating a bit. I've shared this with you all on many occasions. When I was as a young minister on Greenwood, that is where the temple was in Chicago. One day, I think it was a night when I gave this address at the temple, I said, we need to see ourselves as a new people on this planet Earth. I said, yes, they are African, but they are no new people. They are in Africa, but we are not Africans anymore. We have been completely separated from that lifeline. So we are not Africans anymore. Now, if we are completely separated from our lifeline with Africa, then we are a new people. And if we are not comfortable with our existence as a people in this new circumstances on this Western shore in America, then that tells me as a people, spirit-wise, custom, et cetera, we are not yet formed as we want to be formed. So actually, we are a new people forming and trying to be formed in the United States of America. So I think that would be true of the island also. Wherever we are existing, I went down to South America. And there are many of us in South America, in Brazil. And the way that they ran and greeted us when I was down there, do you know what they said? It was years ago when Muhammad Ali was still floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. They saw us. They knew that we were from the United States. They came in a crowd. It looked like a thousand youngsters or more. They started running towards us. Ali Bumbaye. Ali Bumbaye. We could see that they were so happy to see us, our people. Now, what is that caused them to gravitate towards us like that? It is that they have the same genes or the same ancestral life we have. Not necessarily. In fact, I do not. That is what brought them to us in that spirit. So what brought them to us in that spirit is that we are a people of the same experiences. Environment, and we are experiencing that, is what shakes your spirit. It leaves expression on your spirit. It forms your spirit. It forms your spirit, and you are all over again. So when you are subjected to a different environment and a different experience over a period of generations, so this is what forms the people. So we are a people of the one spirit. The spirit determines your life. So we are a people of the one spirit. So their spirit is that we are put down by word, by the world. So their spirit is that the world doesn't think that we are of the same human value that they are of. That's our human value, is less than theirs. That is their spirit. And we are social rejects. That is what we were. And they were social rejects. And we were brought here to be slaves. And they were brought there to be servants intended servants or slaves, the same. And they look in their faces and they say, they are not one of us. You all stay to yourselves. The same thing was in South America. That was here. And I don't care how much freedom we have been given and how good things look on the whole, most white people still have that same spirit when it comes to us. Don't fear the criticism of the criticizer. They accepted you, your rights, but please stay to yourself. And that's exactly what we should do, more so at this time than any other time in history. Of the thousands of years in Africa and America. Now is the time for us to stay to ourselves and build a model society and answer God's invitation that he extends to the Islamic world. Let there come out of you a community upholding the best of what I have revealed and given to you in Muhammad, and being afraid of the criticism or the criticizer, that is Quran. So you will be the one that will be successful. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. Well, I say the covenant has lost its barrier, and we are picking it up. So we are going to carry the covenant. Yes. We are going to carry the covenant of God here in America, and we are going to establish a people and a community inside of these United States of America that will be a witness, that will be a testimony before the nations of the world that a marvelous thing has been done by God here in the United States of America. And I'm telling you that our model will have more power to convert the world to Islam than anything they ever had going for them other than Prophet Muhammad himself and the best of his followers at that time. So don't doubt. Don't have enough insight. You don't have enough scholarly knowledge to test me with what you know. So please accept my faith in you and be like I am by you. I want you and I accept you on faith. I accept you because I have faith in you. Okay. You accept me because you have faith in me. And don't let those so-called scholars and learned people who just don't want to see anybody in America recognized as an authority for Islam but themselves. Now, I'm not pointing to any ethnic group or race because all of them are like that. So the focus is on human life. So don't let them get into your head and mess your mind up and tempt you with their theater comments and whatever. Draw you into Aladdin and his lamp time, Alibaba and the 40 thieves, Aladdin and his lamp. That is what I see when I look at a lot of you all, the way you act and the way you dress and the way you make over a little soft stick called a miswak. So your sandals and your stage garments, I'm telling you, and it is not a regular theater, it's one that twisted your head. And so don't let them play with you like that. Our Lord who created us has made us very special. And we don't want to shame the high place that he has invited us to. So the focus is on human life, man in the universe, mind, universe, mind in the universe. So that is what we mean by man, mind. Because man, if you look it up in the dictionary, it is plural. It means male and female, not just male. So when we say man, and we say man in the focus that we have, this is religion, God's revelation. So we are talking about the plural body that is male and female. So man and the universe, that is what we are talking about. And how Allah made the universe for the mind of the human being to engage. And in turn, as we seek to know what the universe says to our human mind, we get something to put or add to our perception of the universe and the thing inside the universe. So this engagement is like the universe is alive too. The universe is communicating to our mind and our mind is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. The universe is changing its picture. It is just growing. So it is because a living thing with so many beautiful natures and beautiful identities that we never saw before because of our intelligence discovering these things. So it is in the interaction. And then we take the knowledge and apply it to our circumstances down here in the neighborhood. And that knowledge grows up the life of the neighborhood. It makes the community more beautiful, more intelligent, and more productive. So this is what we want, and this is what we are going to have. So this is where we are. And I am going to well dwell on human identifying so much and for so long. You are going to think that the human identity is a cookbook. Thank you. Email me, Dreek. Assalamu alaikum. So this is paradise. The imam wanted me to share something I brought from Charlatan, and it is related to something he said and had been saying to us over the years, that the greedy entertainment world and crooked commercial world are planning to eliminate the masses of the people that they have or they think that they created to be unproductive and have become a burden to bear, because when they start opening up, they want to get rid of you. So the imam said down in Charlatan that they planning, he may not be here. They are planning, if we don't get our life together, to eliminate us. He said that on the 23rd of September, the very next week, a city councilman by the name of Larry Shirley said dead in the newspaper because some youth had stuck up a Hollywood video shop that produced the monster that they wanted to get rid of. He said that if these families or these mothers cannot take care of these children and raise them right, we should do them like we do animals, spade them, get rid of them so they can be unproductive. So now, please, after we hear this, that we are hearing now, let's not just sit on it. When we go back to our city, let us work this because we should love our people. And we know that they have been put down, and we should take this powerful information that God has blessed us with and start working the community to deny that Satan, the opportunity to just annihilate us. So we have been through that. So this is our rise now. And we are all of our people. We want all of our people, Christian, Israelites, whatever they call themselves. We want all of them to enjoy this. As-salamu alaykum. Imam W.D. Muhammad. He's a very special person and a mayor of Charlottetown, and the council there, the government, they have a lot of respect for him because they know that he is not working for selfish ends, that he is working for a cause that includes all human beings. They know him. And they know he will stand up for what they write, that what is right, and that he actually is doing campaigning time for mayor, accepting to be interviewed by a newspaper reporter and said of the one in government power, seats of government, that you can't depend on them. How are the slaves going to depend on Pharaoh? But he pointed to what was really happening in that city and how the majority of the non-Jews are not owning anything and are not doing much of anything, and how a few Jews are owning a lot. So he pointed to it, and he really didn't say the government is the blame. He said that the fault is that you all won't take it into your own hands to change your condition, or, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, to do for self. Don't depend on others, but do for self. So the mayor obviously still supports him. The interviewer wanted to use, in fact, he thought he had what he could use against the mayor. He got that together from our brothers to turn the masses of the people against the mayor. But the mayor, I believe, is still supporting Brother Idris, to my knowledge, and I know he is still supporting him, and he's supporting my visit there. I have been going there for several years, attending their cultural events, and the mayor's office takes care of my travel and my lodging, hotels and travel. So I don't have to pay anything. So it is wonderful. They appreciate him standing up as he does. I thought that he presented the picture of our people was powerful. He showed them as a slave of Pharaoh, and they are waiting on Pharaoh to better their condition. One other comment, I am going to be finished for today, inshallah. We were told in the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's leadership that Mr. Farad said that he had 17 million keys. And the same Mr. Farad said that our population at that time was 17 million people. Now, you know the record doesn't show that. It shows much less like 9 or 10 or 11 niggas at the most back then. But let's look at his language that he gave us. He said, we number 17 million in the United States. Then he said he has 17 million peas. I heard Honorable Elijah Muhammad say with his own mouth that he intends to get every one of you. Isn't that what he used to say? You heard him. Many of you that I'm looking at, you were back then, and you sat in the temple, in the seat just like I did. I sat in the audience until I started being a minister, and I sat up on the rostrum. But many times, even after I became a minister, I sat in the audience with you because I was not the main minister. It was somebody close, Sheikh Shabazz, or later Brother Yusuf Shah. So I was in the audience like you and with you. And we heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, we are going to get every one of them. Now, that's my belief, that if we have something good, it is for all people. But should we wait for them to become Muslims? We are supposed to be helping them. We don't have to wait for them to become Muslims. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad built bakeries under his leadership. We did it. He's a figure that we have to recognize, who started everything, bakeries, restaurants, clothing stores, printing press, for papers, and all of those things. Thousands of acres of farmland, trucks to bring in the goods, etc., bringing in watermelons, a big, big picture. So he opened up jobs for non-Muslims, didn't he? And non-Muslims is working, not just Muslims. So he provided jobs for them. We should do the same thing now, but we should be more serious about building the life of the community and the life of a people who need their community life built up. We should be more about that than we are about looking at business dollars coming in from business. And if we do that, if we are motivated by a desire to seek community life and neighborhood life improved and made better, and the quality of our family made better, if we are serious about that, that is the opening for businesses. Business will strive and grow, and money will be coming in. Don't worry about that. That's second to the most important. Do the most important. Have the spirit of the most important, and that which comes second, it will be so much until you will be shocked. You will be amazed. And you'll say, wow, program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Mirage Speaks Block Talk Radio. So yes, so let us get back to that mind that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his teacher wanted us to be in, that we are a hope. We want to be a hope for our people and an answer to their prayer, better conditions for all African Americans coming as a result of our mission in the United States, better conditions for all of African Americans. And we should not turn down anybody. Look at the human content, as Dr. King said. Look at the human content, and if the human content is there, we have to give them all we've got. That's right. So we are going to have some Caucasian, non-African, American, some white. We will have different people, some Hispanics. We have them already. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had them, but their numbers will grow when they learn that we are working really for the human shrine, to establish the human shrine. Sacredness of the human life. So when they know that we are going that with a vision for community betterment, community progress, believe me, they are going to be more than just has more than just us coming. But don't think that you have to have them, and don't be afraid of their presence. Some of us, we only have the courage to give our enthusiasm and our support if it is all black. If we think we are going to have some members of other ethnic groups there, we lose spirit. There's some of us, not all of us, but there are some of us like that. Don't feel that. There is nobody who can come in here. E.T. can't come in here like that and make us feel small. Nobody can come in here and make us feel small. I don't care who they are or where they are from. They cannot come in this place and make us feel small. So don't you be ashamed to work alongside them. Don't you be ashamed to use broken English in their presence. If that's all you have to use something. They say Moses' tongue was tied, but God still chose him, and he still did a marvelous work. But like Moses asked God to untie the knot in your tongue. Don't be satisfied with it. Moses asked God to unite, to untie that knot. So you do the same. Whatever you have that you think is holding you back or take from your worth as a person, ask Allah to help you with it, but don't you stop your work. You come right on in there. Come on in there and get in the work field with us. Get in there and get your tools or whatever you can do, pick it up. And if you study in your speech, we'll say, brother, don't worry about explaining it. You're doing good work. I'm serious. That is what we have to do. We cannot hold back. Be ashamed of nothing. Isn't that what Allah said for the special group, special community that should be born out of the broad Islamic community? Let there come out of you a community. That means out of the greater community, a model community that will be a witness to God, and that God has revealed the Quran and has chosen the model human being, Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and his gathering the people together upon their own human work, a model community. And it says, and do not fear the criticism of the criticizers. So you may say, oh, I don't know the Arabic. I hope you don't think that was Arabic. I was teaching you. Oh, yeah, but you couldn't have that if you didn't know the Arabic. So, look, I couldn't have the Arabic if I hadn't been prepared to have the mind and the heart and the spirit that I had. Look at this reality. I hate to point to anybody, but we have members of this community who have gone overseas. We had a brother who became a Hafiz over in Saudi Arabia, Medina. I think, so what are they producing? They have the Arabic. You need the spirit. You have to have the spirit, not for your own performance, profession. That's secondary. You need the spirit for the cause. And Allah will bless you. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer, the prayers and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gifts and blessings of the model human person, Muhammad, the honorable and the noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows of that salute or that traditional salutation to the last prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, the seal of the prophet, mentioned in the Bible, and it is given in the Quran. Yesterday, we were focused on the original life as planned by the Creator himself, Allah God, who made everything, that he is still making everything. So this is true if you have the insight to understand it. All that man is doing is only an instrument of God. And just like a laborer will occasionally clean up his instrument, tool, then again, God will do the same for the human family. So we are his instruments, God said. Come willingly or resisting, it matters not with God. So if you resist, he knows how to make the register contribute to his plan. So if you agree, then he rewards you generously. And he does away with his servant anytime he pleases. And you cannot die until he, God, your creator, permits it. So we think we have life and death in our hands. Never. We should not decide, pardon me, we could not decide how we were going to come here and how we are going to be born. And we cannot decide the time or our death. Only the Creator decides that. So we are told in the scripture that Allah, our Lord Creator, has the heavens and the earth, all of the universe, in the one hand and the human existence in the other hand. And by hand, it means control. That is what it means. In English also, there is a phrase we say, will you handle that? It means, will you control that? Will you take that responsibility? So that is what it means. We're there in the image of God. So the Bible says, make no picture of God in the heavens and the earth. So that is what the Bible, the Old Testament says. And you know they changed from that because they, what the Old Testament says, in Islam, it says, La tadrakulu asira. La tadrakulu. La tadrakulu asira. Thus says, no sight captures him. No sight can reach him. Like a photograph of him or something. No, not your sight. No instrument, nothing. But his vision captures everything. Everything is captured by his vision, but no vision can catch him. So this is Quran. Prophet Muhammad did not permit any images or drawings to be brought into the Kaaba or any masjid where you pray or make salah. That is why you won't find any pictures of anybody in the masjid now. So we are conforming to what has been traditional for 14 centuries or more. No pictures, why? Because man went through a stage in the history of his progress and development for community cultural life that was called in the Romance era, where he fell in love with his knowledge. He fell in love with his values as a thinker and as a creator and a producer of fine works. He had been going on even before that age. We call the Romance Age. But when the Romance Age came, then the artists were drawing a lot of pictures of human beings in one profession or another, or in one cultural field or another, to those that they love because of them, great contributions from their intelligence to society. They was made good God for some of them. Then pictures, then as God, as deities. And I said it started long before the Romance Age. But it was during that time, it was really booming. Prophet Muhammad, when he came, he addressed the pictures of the ancient and medieval people at that time and forbid the Muslims having any images of man, human or animal, in the worship service. So in fact, pictures of plants were permitted in art, but even animals were permitted for sacrificing, research, etc. But it was not to come into the culture. The practice has prevailed until now. I'm sure it will prevail in the future and for all times to come for Muslims on this planet Earth, because it has been established as clearly and so strongly by prophets, even in your home, where don't want to take it too far and say, oh, you can't have pictures of your relatives, your babies and family in your home. But where you pray, you should have a room for salat. And in that room, you should not have any pictures or images that can be seen by the one who are praying salat or making salat, pardon me. So we are in the month of Ramadan, the month that is called the blessed month. Every Ramadan I enjoy it more than at any other time, the company of the believers. And I also experience blessings coming to me more at that than any other time. And I am not talking about the gifts I received yesterday of 150 from my dear friend and sister, who is like a close relative to me from Detroit. She woke up and greeted me, and she had money. And I used it. And I said, I'm doing well. And I'm doing real well in the month of Ramadan. So I was letting her know that I know you don't like to see me with a dry mouth, parched mouth, and can't eat and drink like I like to. But I'm okay. Now, I'm in good shape. But she said, we want you to have this. So this is not just for me. It is also from my son. Beautiful people, Muslims. I mean, you all. I'm talking to all of you. You are a beautiful, wonderful people. So he loved them like no other loves them. So good Christians, when you are around them, they have the same nature, the same spirit. And you feel this, so this relationship of a heart-to-heart or the believer's heart, you feel it with them too. So when people are right in their faith, they believe that there is a fury over them that they cannot bribe but love them. And they know that he loves them like no other loves them. So with divine love, that's God's love. So when you are with them, you forget they are not Muslims. You will be talking with them and socializing with them, and you forget that they are not Muslims. That shows you that when we are in our innocence and in our purity that God created in the beginning, there is no identity but one, and that is the person of faith to the person of faith. I have experienced that with Jews and Christians. I have experienced that even with some people who are not even named in the Holy Book. That spiritual bonding is the best, not money, not sexual. It's not ego. Allah made us to be of one spirit. So this is what it means when we say he created the man and then he gave man of his own spirit. God gave the man of his own spirit. And when we have that spirit of our first father called Adam, that God gave, you know that he did not have any children before he got that spirit. In fact, he was not even Adam until he got that spirit. He was in the process of becoming a complete creature. So when we are in that form and spirit that Allah wants in us, his angels are at our service. So when God breathed the spirit into him that he was, the man that God selected, and I guess that is why God told the angels to wait until I have given him of my spirit, and then you make sujda to him. That is only that when we are in the form and the spirit that Allah wants us, in his angels are at our service. Their existence is to support our life that God wants for us on this earth. So one of the principal articles of faith or belief is that we believe in the angels. So you cannot see what you don't have in mind to see. So your faith or your belief is not complete until you believe in the angels, and it does not mean that you accept principle in al-Islam or in articles of faith in Islam. It means more than that. It means that you accept that it is a real God also, has angels in his creation. And those angels work for his plan, his will. They will also be working in your personal private life. I've experienced it myself. I'm talking from knowledge, not only from faith. In fact, there is not a day in my life that I do not have one or more angels making their presence known to me in my life. So when you are sensitive to these things, then you recognize it. You cannot see what you do not have a mind to see. If you do not have a mind to see it, it will be right in your presence, touching your eyeball. And you won't know, you won't even know it. So we give our protection, we give our presentation. For the first day of this Ramadan session on yesterday, Juma Day, which is the most blessed day in the year, shouldn't you want to know why Prophet Muhammad said of Juma Friday is the most blessed day of the year? Well, he told us why, too. He said Adam was created on that day. And he said no person dies and is resurrected except on that day, the day Adam was created on. And in the calendar of Muslims, in the sixth day. So for some persons, I have always been a little superstitious and a little spooked up about Thursday. I don't know why. Prophet Muhammad was born on a Monday. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. So I was kind of superstitious about Thursday. Since I was a child, I share this with you. If I really was attracted to a young girl, and I'm talking about when I was younger than 14 years old, I think if I was 10 or 11 years of age, if I was really attracted to her and I had a chance to see her on a Thursday, I knew everything was going to be all right. And it kind of stayed with me until now. So if something happens on a Thursday for me, I just feel everything is going to be all right. And I know that I have been thirsting all my life, thirsting, thus thirst, thus strange, thus strange, that's been my life, thirsting and trying to find the right drink. So God takes over when you use his name. I said the nation of Islam when I was a young minister, if you really take God as your interest, reality strongly, and you start living and doing things, telling people things in the name of God, your rule is finished. You are not in charge of your affairs anymore. You think you are, but God is overseeing it. And if you are wrong, he's going to give you the results of your bad deeds, of your bad intentions. And if you are right, he is going to reward you tremendously. So before we go out to air this evening, we want to ask everyone to make a prayer, dua. We say dua, but it means a prayer for our beloved sister, Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who passed away. We're asking Allah to bless her, to give her, if she had any faults or sins, and bless her with the paradise. She was an example to all the young girls coming up that you can reach any level of this creation that you want with God's help. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. Insha'Allah. It only means that it please God. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.